Is this the non?
Yep.
Oh, hey, this is the Black Academy.
It's a place where we tell stories, share ideas, and laugh like a lot.
Wait, Stu, we're supposed to introduce ourselves like professional podcasters.
Okay, sure, let's go for it. Hi, I'm Miha.
Hi, I'm Rue.
And we both call each other Stu.
And you're supposed to continue.
This is the biggest fail of all time. Sometimes we turn it up.
Sometimes we burn it down.
But we always keep it sound.
Because it's a podcast.
You're now listening to
Black Academy, Season 2.
Hello, Blah Nation. How are you doing?
Hey, Blah Nation. How's it going?
You just paraphrased my question. You just took that exactly as I said it, and you copycatted me.
I'm sorry for copycatting you, Stu.
Apology accepted.
You won't believe what's going on. I have a peacock outside my window.
Okay.
And it is a very, very, very obnoxious peacock. Let me just preface this by saying peacocks don't sound like regular birds.
Yeah.
You know, some birds are like all chirpy, like pididididoo, pididididoo, right? But then peacocks are like, ew. I swear to God, Stu, I'm not even making this up. Okay. So there's one right outside my window. And right now, as we're recording this podcast, you might hear it like just randomly in the middle of like me talking in the background. You hear something going like, ew, ew. That's not me. That's the peacock. Okay. Just letting you know. What are we telling stories about today, Stewie?
Well, we're going to talk about the oldest clothing item that we have and how come we still have it.
Oh, okay.
So what's yours?
My oldest piece of clothing are actually, there are two because I got them at the same time. Well, I didn't get them. My mom got them for me. And I think that was in 2013. They're these hijabs that are like colorful that I wear everywhere. I wear it to, at first I only wore it to pray, but then I'd wear it around the house. So just randomly, I'd just constantly be walking around in these hijabs. And then I would go out with it, embarrass my sister because I'd be wearing pajamas under it.
No, this is going to places.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
For people who are listening who are not Nigerian, Google knee-length Nigerian hijab. And I feel like you'll get like a pretty accurate picture of the hijab I'm talking about. So it's knee-length. It has like these holes that you can put your hands through. So you're like mad comfortable. And you have zips as well on them to sort of like open on the hand so you can perform ablution really easily in case you're wearing it, you know? So it's just overall a really, really nice piece of clothing is what I'm saying.
Okay. And you have it for 8 years now?
Yeah, I've had it for 8 years. I went to university with it, my undergrad, at 4 years. I had four colors. I had black, I had cream, I had purple, and I had green. The only surviving two are the purple and the green.
Surviving?
Yeah, because what happened was the black one, one time I came home and I was cooking while wearing it and it caught on fire. But luckily I wasn't burned. I didn't even know it was on fire until my mom noticed like a hole.
Wait, Stu, what? That is the weirdest. How do you not know you're burning, Stu?
I don't know. Okay. It was just like, I think like it sort of just like caught on fire, burned a hole in it, and it went out because God loves me. And and so I never knew it happened, you know?
Okay.
So I had to toss that out.
The other one?
The cream one. I don't really know what happened to the cream one. I just stopped seeing it somehow.
Oh my God, Stu, that's so creepy.
But then I held on to the purple and the green one like my life depended on it,
Stu. Hold on, Stu. Get back to the creamy one. What do you think happened?
I don't know, Stu. I don't know.
That's so weird.
What do you think happened to it, Stu?
Stu, it had legs and then it suddenly decided that it was time for independence.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with
that. It could crawl in its arms. Don't underestimate arms.
That is
sorry.
Anyways, Stu, let me continue. Okay, so basically, I come back. My mom's like,
give me those hijabs. I'm going to give them away.
I'm like,
no, no way.
And she was like,
I'll make you a new one.
I'm like,
no, no way.
She made me a new one, one green one, which was like a darker green. I took that, added it to the collection, and went for my master's. So right now, I'm currently wearing the purple one as I'm recording this, and they're just sick of it at this point. It's been 8 years. They see it every time I come back because it's literally like, they call it my uniform because I'm always, always wearing it. And I mean, when Stu, I say always, I mean always.
Here's a question that I don't think you've thought about, and I want you to think about it now. Okay. This might change your life.
Hit me.
What if the green one comes back for the purple one day and they both run away? What if the purple one disappears? What are you going to do then? Because you haven't solved the disappearance mystery, but the cream one, how do you know what's going to happen to the purple one?
Okay, Stu, what I think happened to the cream one is probably somehow it got lost in the washing, and then my mom ended up seeing it, and then she just took it and gave it away. Because she has been itching to give it away.
Yeah, because she was looking for the opportunity.
Yeah, she's been waiting. Like, I think she's waiting for the moment she can give this purple one away and the green one. Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
So that's my story. That is the oldest thing I own. I'm wearing it at the moment, and I love it. How about you, Stewie?
So I didn't have the chance to keep my older clothes because I moved from country to country always. And you just know it's a rule to just carry essential items when you're moving from a country to the next. So I never was able to carry things for a long time anyway. Like the oldest clothes that I have in possession right now, it's not even clothes. It's like a piece of sock. I sound pitiful, Stu.
Stu, what sock is it? Is it a good sock? Is it still alive? Like,
it's a piece of sock that doesn't even fit me, but I still keep it.
Wait, I'm confused. It's just one sock.
It's one poor lonely sock.
So it's not even a pair of socks. It's just one sock.
No, Stu, it's one sock, Stu.
What? Why do you still have it?
Because it has minions on it. You know I'm crazy about minions. If you toss minions in the trash, you're a murderer. You are a murderer. Like, you know you keep minions and anything that has minions on it.
But it's one sock.
Yes. And it's one precious minion, Stu. Wait, you want to kill someone? What do you want me to do? This is important to me, okay?
You want me to kill the minions?
That's the whole point of this episode. Sometimes you don't know why you keep them, but you keep them.
Yeah, that is true. But here's the thing. I was just thinking, like, in terms of functionality, you could always, like, pair it with another sock that is also lonely. Because typically,
You want me to look like a creepy weirdo with my minion sock and the other
Stu,
pair that
what are you
match.
Talking about? This, like, the... There's, like, a... there's a whole crazy sock day where people just wear like a mixture of socks, like, you know, a combination, you know, just because. It's quirky,
Stu. What if it doesn't fit me, Stu? Am I going to like cut the toes part and like squeeze my feet into it? What do you want me to do? It doesn't fit.
Oh, wait. Okay, it doesn't fit, right? It's
Stu, some things are meant to exist, okay? You don't
just
have to
because.
Force
okay,
fate,
Stu,
okay?
Stu, no. I mean, don't put it in your closet at least because then it looks sad. How about you put a nail on the wall and hang it on the nail? And so it's like a...
Stu, I'm actually really concerned for my sock right now. What are you trying to do, Stu? Leave my sock alone.
No, I'm trying to like give your sock
some
purpose.
No, don't try anything. It's going to sit in my sock collection. That sounded weird. It's going to sit in my sock pile.
No, it's okay, Stu. We all have sock collections. I mean, I do. I really love...
Wait.
Oh, Stu, the peacock is back. Do y'all hear that?
Yeah.
It says, air. Stu, you know the worst part about the peacocks? They're not even ours.
What?
Like, they're from the house next door. But for some reason, we've lived here, like, for over 12 years. And they keep crossing the fence and coming into our house and walking around like they own the place. Okay, for 12 years.
Stu, yeah,
for
that's really
years.
True. They actually walk around like they own the place.
I swear.
They're called peacocks because they're cocky. Oh!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, technically,
okay, so this conversation is overdue. Our story time is over, okay?
No, Stu, but you're right, though. They are. Because they're proud and they, like, flash their tails at people.
Stu, I'm always right. You have to learn that.
Oh, God. Okay, no, I take it back. I take it back. Let's just end this here. Bye.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Make sure to check us out on our socials. Oh, and also tell us what is the oldest piece of clothing that you have in your wardrobe.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Follow us on our official Instagram and Twitter @TheBlah Academy. We'd love to hear from you.
The Blah Academy.